Okay, on to old business. Our first item is subdivision 2021-04 Autumn Dale, formerly known as Fairmont.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision number 2021-04 for Autumn Dale, formerly known as Fairmont, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 104 lots on 73.9 acres. Three, the proposed project complies with the comprehensive plan and zoning code. The clustered subdivision of single-family homes has a density of 1.41 lots per acre, which is lower than the permitted density within the AR1 zoning district. Four, the proposed development will still comply with all DLDOT roadway entrance requirements. Five, there will be a buffer of at least 100 feet from all non-tidal wetlands on the site and 50-foot buffer from Unity Branch. Six, the proposed subdivision...
Hold on for a second. If you don't mind, let's put that on silent service, please. Or turn it off altogether. Thank you. Okay, pick it up.
Six, the proposed subdivision contains approximately 50 acres of interconnected open space, which represents about 69% of the site. There will also be approximately 18 acres of preserved woodlands within the site. Seven, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Eight, the location is in the low-density area according to the current Sussex Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Nine, the subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space, tree preservation, and buffering that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. In addition, it is evident from the record that the plan was designed following the process described in Section 115-25 of the Code, with the environmental areas identified first and the location of the roads and lots occurring last. 10. The subdivision will not adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties. 11. The subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 12. The preliminary approval is subject to the following. A. There shall be no more than 104 lots within the subdivision. B. The final site plan shall confirm that at least 50 acres of the site remains as open space, with existing woodlands being preserved as non-disturbance areas. C. The developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. Final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E. There shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of the subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F. There shall be a buffer that is at least 50 feet wide from Unity Branch. As stated by the applicant, there shall also be a buffer that is at least 100 feet wide from all wetlands. There shall be a minimum disturbance of trees, other vegetation within these buffer areas. Required silt fencing shall be installed upland of the buffer areas using the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development to avoid disturbance. Construction activities within the buffer area shall be a minimum. Any disturbance in the buffer area shall be indicated on the final site plan, and the limits of disturbance shall be indicated on the final site plan. G. The development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. H. There shall be a 25-foot wide emergency access easement installed between lots 51 and 52 and also next to lot 1, providing emergency interconnectivity with Hollyville Road. I, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A system of fully shielded and downward screen street lighting shall also be provided. J, amenities including a pool and pool house shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 65th residential building permit. There shall also be additional parking installed at the pool area beyond what was shown on the preliminary site plan. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities and the additional parking areas. K, there shall be a pathway installed around the central pond. The location and types of materials used to construct this path shall be shown on the final site plan. L, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. M, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. N, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. O, construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. P, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. Q, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby and they shall include agricultural use protection notice. R, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all of the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall identify all limits of disturbance within the site. S, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permits shall be issued for the individual lots until the lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. T, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And U, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-04, Autumndale, formerly known as Fairmont, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-05, Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Hopkins moves that the Commission grant preliminary approval for the subdivision for 2021-25 for Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 196 lots on 135.5 acres. Three, the proposed project complies with the comprehensive plan and the zoning code. The clustered subdivision of single-family homes has a density of 1.45 lots per acre, which is significantly lower than the 2 lots per acre permitted in the AR1 zone. Four, the proposed development will comply with all DLDOT roadway entrance requirements. Five, as stated by the applicant, there will be a 50-foot buffer from all non-tidal wetlands on the site and a 50-foot buffer from Unity Branch. Six, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. Seven, the subdivision contains approximately 88.14 acres of contiguous space, which represents more than 65% of the site. Eight, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Nine, the location is in the low density area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. 10, the subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space, tree preservation, and buffering that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. 11, in designing this subdivision, the applicant has complied with the design process outlined in Section 115-25 of the Zoning Code by identifying the environmentally sensitive areas first and then locating the roads and lots last. 12, the subdivision will not adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties. 13, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and the comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 14, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 196 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that it is at least 65% of the site remaining as open space. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent the disturbance of the buffer area. As stated by the applicant, all lots shall be at least 40 feet from the perimeter of the development. F, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a buffer that is at least 50 feet wide from Unity Branch. There shall also be a buffer that is at least 50 feet wide from all non-tidal wetlands. There shall be minimum disturbance of trees and other vegetation within these buffer areas. Required silt fencing shall be installed upland of these buffer areas, using the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development to avoid disturbance. Construction activities within the buffer area shall be minimum. Any disturbance in the buffer area shall be indicated on the final site plan, and the limits of disturbance shall be indicated on the final site plan. G, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. H, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A system of fully shielded and downward screened street lighting shall also be provided. I, amenities including a pool and pool house shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 120th residential building permit. The final site plan shall include details as to the size and location of these amenities. J, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. L, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. M, construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 30-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. N, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. O, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby, and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. P, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all of the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. Q, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department, demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. R, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And S, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-05 Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is subdivision 2021-15 Cobb property.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision number 2021-15 for Cobb property based upon the record made and during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zoning district and the coastal area. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 68 lots on 54.388 acres. Three, the proposed project complies with a comprehensive plan and zoning code. The clustered subdivision of single-family homes has a density of approximately 1.3 lots per acre. Four, the proposed development will still comply with all DLDOT roadway entrance requirements. Five, there will be a 25-foot buffer from all non-tidal wetlands on the site. Six, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. Seven, the subdivision contains approximately 29.5 acres of woodlands now, and approximately 25 of those wooded acres will be preserved. There will also be 34.64 acres of open space, which represents about 65% of the site. Eight, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Nine, the location is in the coastal area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. 10, this subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space, tree preservation, and buffering that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. 11, based upon the record, it is apparent that the applicant complied with the design process of Section 115-25 by identifying and preserving environmental features first and locating the streets and lots last. 12, the subdivision will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties. 13, the subdivision meets the purpose of zoning and subdivision codes and the comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare to the county. 14, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 68 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that at least 65% of the site remains as open space and that 25 acres of existing woodlands are preserved as non-disturbance areas. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide and installed along the perimeter of this subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, there shall be a buffer that is at least 25 feet wide from all federal wetlands. There shall be a minimum disturbance of trees and other vegetation within these buffered areas. Required silt fencing shall be installed upland these buffer areas using the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development to avoid disturbance. Construction activities within the buffer area shall be minimum. Any disturbance in the buffer area shall be indicated on the final site plan, and the limits of disturbance shall be indicated on the final site plan. G, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvements requirements. H, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets with a construction connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A system of fully shielded and downward screened street lighting shall also be provided. I, amenities including a pool and pool house shall be constructed and open to use by the residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 20th residential building permit. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. J, there shall be a pathway installed throughout the wooded area within the project. The location and type of materials used to construct this path shall be shown on the final site plan. K, The subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. L, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. M, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. N, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-by-36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. O, the applicant shall coordinate with local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. P, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state the agricultural activities exist nearby, and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. Q, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall contain a hunting notice similar to the agricultural use protection notice advising all homeowners that hunting activities may occur on nearby properties. The final site plan shall include no trespassing signage on the perimeter of the property. R, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscape to be provided or preserved in all of the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. S, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating conformity with the individual site grading plan. T, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And U, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-15 Cobb property for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-12 Miralon, formerly known as Cool Spring.
Mr. Chairman, I move we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2021 for Miralon, formerly known as Cool Spring, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision within the AR1 district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, as stated by the applicant, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 119 lots on 72 acres. This represents a reduction from 144 lots that were originally applied for. Three, the proposed project complies with the comprehensive plan and the zoning code. The clustered subdivision of single homes has a density of 1.6 lots per acre. Number four, DelDOT has stated this development will have a minor impact on local area roadways. The proposed development will also comply with all DelDOT roadway entrance requirements. Five, there will be a 30-foot buffer perimeter around the entire site, and all lots will be within a minimum of 50 feet from the subdivision perimeter. Six, the proposed subdivision contains approximately 36.4 acres of open space, which represents about 50% of the entire site. Eight, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Nine, the location is in the low density area according to the current Sussex County comprehensive plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. 10, the subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space, tree preservation, and buffer that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. 11, it is evident from the record that the applicant complied with the design process of section 115-25 of the Delaware Code by seeking to identify and preserve environmentally sensitive areas first and locating the roads and lots last. 12, the subdivision will not adversely affect the neighboring or adjacent properties. 13, the subdivision will meet the purpose of the zoning and subdivision code and the comprehensive code in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 14, the preliminary approval is based on the following. A, there shall be no more than 119 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that at least 50% of the site remains as open space. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, stormwater management shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. E, as requested by Denerec, a forest assessment shall be conducted to determine if mature forest areas exist on the site and to identify any mature trees. The result of this assessment shall be provided with a final site plan to confirm that the identified areas are preserved within the buffers and open space areas as such as possible, in furtherance of the design requirements contained in section 115-25S3A8 of the zoning code. F, there shall be vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fence shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit distance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. G, the development shall comply with all Denerec entrance and roadway improvements. H, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets with a connection to the Del Dot multimodal path. A system of fully shielded and downward screen street lighting shall be provided. I, there shall be a pathway installed around the ponds at the front of the subdivision. The location and the type of materials used to construct the path shall be included in the final site plan. J, amenities including a pool and a pool house shall be constructed and open to use by the residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 35th residential building permit. The site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. K, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water and centrally regulated water system providing drinking water and fire protection. L, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. M, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. N, construction site work and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday work hours are permitted. A 24x36 notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site's entrance during construction. O, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. P, the final site plan and recorded restricted covenants shall state that agriculture activities exist nearby and they shall include the agriculture use protection notice. Q, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all of the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that were preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. R, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. S, a preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. T, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-12, Miralon, formerly known as Cool Spring, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1939, Gerald R. and Valerie V. Campbell, trustees.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone 1939 for Gerald R. and Valerie C. Campbell, trustees, for a change in zone from AR1 to B2 business community based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, B2 business community zoning is designed to allow office, retail, shopping, and personal service uses that serve a relatively small area, including low density and medium density neighborhoods. Two, the site has been used as a cabinet shop for decades. Although not discussed in detail during the public hearing, this use may have been in existence long enough for the property to be considered legally nonconforming. Rezoning the property to B2 is appropriate so that the zoning classification matches the historical use of the property. Three, this property is near other properties that are zoned C1, which allows more intensive uses than what is permitted within the B2 zoning sought by the applicants. The property is also relatively near the boundary of the town of Greenwood and the businesses and commercial uses that exist there. B2 zoning is appropriate in this location under these circumstances. Four, this location is along Route 13, which is a major arterial roadway in Sussex County. B2 zoning is appropriate along this section of Route 13 near Greenwood in the vicinity of other commercial zoning. Five, the rezoning will not adversely affect area roadways or traffic. Six, the rezoning will also not adversely affect nearby properties or property values. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Nine, any further use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1939, Gerald R. and Valerie V. Campbell, trustees, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1960, OA Oaks, LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, the Commission may remember this from the previous meeting. If the Commission recalls, a lot of technical information was submitted in that hearing, and I don't know if there's any discussion on it this evening or if the Commission wished to act on it at a future date. So there was certainly a lot of information submitted as part of that last hearing.
Okay.
Do I need to make a motion to defer?
If there's no discussion, is there anyone that, if anyone wanted to comment on any information, anything, any other further discussion? If not, we just need a motion to defer.
Anybody have anything?
No.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1960 OA Oaks LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.